We're here at the 85th National FFA Convention with our star farmer finalist, Jeremy Weichel from the Cordell FFA chapter in Oklahoma. Jeremy, would you mind introducing yourself for us?
I'm Jeremy Weichel from the Cordell FFA chapter, Cordell, Oklahoma. It's in the southwest part of the state. I farm and ranch west of town, a little about 20 miles, with stalker steer operation, and I raise winter wheat.
So how did you get involved in this SAE project that's taken you to such an extreme level of competition? Where did it all begin?
Well, my family has been farming and ranching in that area for the past 100 years, and my dad and my grandpa were heavily involved in the wheat and the stalker industry, and so it just kind of seemed natural to want to continue on what my family was doing. And so I purchased some land and rented some more, and then purchased another 80 acres, and now I'm up to 160 acres of owned and 160 acres of rented land, and where I raise my wheat and grow my calves.
So the theme of this year's convention is grow. It's all about growing yourself as a person and as a professional and as a leader. Your SAE project has taken you to become a national star finalist, but it didn't start there. Can you tell us a little bit about how you've grown through the process and how your SAE project has grown?
Okay. The FFA helped me grow by, exposing me to, different places and new people, meeting new people, helping me with my communication skills and record-keeping skills, and all of that kind of translated over into my SAE as far as the record-keeping skills and on that side of things, and organization, preparation, and, growing my SAE, I got much better at my time management and my work ethic, and the biggest part of one of the biggest assets to me was learning who to seek help from, because a young kid in growing up as a farmer, you're not going to know everything, but you need to know who to be able to ask and where to go to get help, and I think that was a huge part of what the FFA and helped me learn to do, and my parents as well, who to go get help from. And
so you talked about FFA members in the early stages of being involved in FFA. Some of our listeners are green hand members or students who haven't joined FFA and are on the fence about whether to get involved in the organization. What advice would you give to those students?
Get involved. Go to all the public speaking, all the the leadership conferences, your camps in the summertime, all of that, helps you meet people, not just older people that are going to, be the ones giving you jobs someday, but the kids, you'll make a lot of new friends. I still talk to people every day that I met when I was in eighth grade because of the FFA. And so, the networking, the people, it's all worth it in the long run.
So can you tell us a little bit about your future plans?
In the future, I'm going to move back home after college, after I graduate from Oklahoma State. I'm going to move back home and continue farming and ranching, and that's where I hope to be in a few years, so.
And is there any final message you'd like to leave with listeners?
Oh, go Pokes.
That was Jeremy Weichel of the Cordell FFA chapter in Oklahoma, your star farmer finalist at the 85th National FFA Convention. Thank you.